Hi, it's Dwyer. It's Thursday, December the 20th, 2018. GamblersAdvisory.com, BettingAngle.us, both free sites. Let's talk about a fight that may not leap out at you, but I believe this is going to be a highly competitive match. I think the casino has this mispriced. I think with the proper structuring, even if you're interested in the favorite, you can get a higher rate of return. But first, remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Now, Jermell Charlo, the WBC champion at 154 pounds, is 31-0. Folks, he's unbeaten. He's coming off a win over Austin Trout, where he knocked down Austin Trout twice. Here online, I made a prediction. I thought Erickson Lubin would take Charlo's title. Charlo KO'd him in the first round. Make no mistake, this is a bad man, right? Unbeaten champion, a little bit below radar because of the media dominance of people like Saul Alvarez, right? Other fighters are taking the oxygen out of the room, Jarrett Hurd and stuff like that. Just understand, this guy is a gem. He's an unbeaten champion. He's the brother of the hitman, Jermell Charlo, the middleweight. Right now, Jermell is a minus 1,500. In other words, what Vegas is telling you is that if he fought his opponent, Tony Harrison, 16 times, they're telling you that Charlo would win 15 of the 16. So you would have to bet $1,500 just to win $100. Folks, I'm not buying it. The play I'm recommending here is to take the challenger, Tony Harrison. You're getting 7-1 odds on the challenger. Huge odds. You're not going to get odds like this betting on NFL football, right? You're getting 7-1 on Tony Harrison, but there is a but. I want you to hedge the play with Jermell Charlo by knockout. Understand, Jermell Charlo by knockout is a 1-2. Significantly better odds than a minus 1,500. But I want you to understand the risk involved. If Tony Harrison wins the fight, you're good. He takes the title, you're in the penthouse. You're laughing. For every dollar you bet, you get $7 back plus the return of your original dollar. If Jermell Charlo wins the fight, by stoppage, you're laughing. The hedge delivered for you. Understand, too, when you're getting huge odds on one side of the play, 7-1, you don't have to bet the hedge 50-50. You can actually shift some expected winnings from the 7-1 side toward the 1-2 side. Right? So if Charlo wins by stoppage, the hedge will have held. If you allocate the bet correctly, you'd make a profit. But if this goes to the judges, as Charlo's last fight did against Austin Trout, and if Charlo wins a decision, you lose it all. Right? Let's talk about why I think this fight's mispriced. First, let's revisit that Austin Trout fight. Here you have Austin Trout challenging a champion. Trout gets knocked down twice, right? He gets dropped in two different rounds, right? Two different rounds he gets dropped. This is kind of like the Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury fight. But yet, when you went to the scorecards, and I actually believe the scorecards in the Trout fight are more legit, right? One man's opinion. When you go to the scorecards, you'll notice in the Trout fight that one judge had the fight 113-113. What that's telling you is that but for the 2-10-8 rounds, for the knockdowns, Trout would have been up by 4 rounds on that judge's scorecard. Now, I agree. You have 3 judges. There's going to be one judge who's off in left field. Okay, fine. In this fight, there is a judge, I believe, who's off in left field, who has Charlo winning the fight big. The intrigue comes with the 3rd judge. That 3rd judge had Trout losing the fight by 4 points. Right? Just understand, if you take away the 4-point advantage that Charlo would have received for 2-10-8 rounds, right? What that 3rd judge is telling you is that it was a highly competitive fight. Highly competitive. Well, let me tell you about a Charlo fight that wasn't competitive. Charlo was fighting John Jackson a few years ago. I saw this fight and I was unimpressed with Jermell Charlo. Charlo's getting beaten. Charlo's getting outboxed. Right? The judges had him losing the fight. Then Charlo got one of those rare knockouts that come when a guy is way behind on the scorecard and is able to just get off a lucky punch. Think Mike McCallum against Donald Curry back in the day, right? By the way, Curry recently made the Hall of Fame. Well, I'll just say this. Knockouts cause amnesia. A lot of fans see winner by knockout. They aren't interested in hearing about the rest of the fight. They're not interested in hearing about a fighter getting undressed, which is what Charlo was getting. Now, I view Charlo as having more boxing skills than his brother Jermall Charlo. Right? But something happened to Jermell along the way. He was winning decisions, then he decided he was going to be a puncher. His brother's a puncher. You know what they say, what Ralph Kiner, the baseball player, used to say. Home run hitters drive Cadillacs. Well, there's a corollary for boxing, right? Knockout punchers drive pay-per-view and subscription channels, right? The knockout punchers are the ones who get the bigger checks. So I've noticed that Jermell Charlo has lowered his volume. He's trying to load up on punches. So to me, that opens the door for Tony Harrison. Let me tell you about Tony. Tony's been knocked out twice. That's why you need the hedge here. He's 6'1". He's fighting at 154 pounds. When you see a guy who's too tall for the division, in my opinion, that guy is going to be susceptible to taking punches. Thin guys, in my opinion, my bias, don't take punches well. They get hurt, right? I've seen tall, thin guys look unbeatable. Thomas the Hitman Hearns. And then, of course, I've seen what happens when a guy lands flush on them, Sugar Ray Leonard. The guy ends up falling over like a tree, right? Tony Harrison is an excellent boxer. As long as he's upright. What I'm suggesting here in this video is that the 7-1 underdog is a better boxer, just pure boxing skills, than the minus 1500 favorite. Right? In my opinion, Harrison has an awfully good chance because of his slickness, because of his higher volume, because he's just a more complex boxer, using things like distance and stuff like that, because he's not loading up on shots, and he lets his hands go far more than Jermell Charlo, and because, and look up this fight, it's on YouTube, because he was beating Jared Hurd, a current champion who's beaten Arislandi Lara. He was beating Jared Hurd before Hurd closed the distance and dropped him in the 9th round. And because in Las Vegas, he gets by Ishii Smith. Right? Doesn't lose to Ishii Smith in Vegas. I believe Harrison has the mental toughness and the experience against world-class competition. The faster hands, the higher volume, the better boxing, to make this fight competitive. If it goes to a decision, I'll take my chances. I think Harrison is just flashier than Jermell Charlo, who sometimes spars with another fighter, you know, Errol Spence. Right, so, take a hard look at this fight. I'll agree, Jermell Charlo might catch Tony Harrison and might stop him. No question about that. But if he doesn't catch and stop him, this fight to me has kind of like a Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder feel to it. Right? In that fight, Wilder's only chance of winning the fight was by stoppage. Now, Jermell Charlo's a better boxer, better boxing skills than Deontay Wilder. But I'm just telling you, I personally feel that Jermell Charlo's best chance of winning this fight is by stoppage. Otherwise, the champion could get undressed by Tony Harrison, who I consider to be a live underdog. So, you know I like big underdogs. You know I like to structure a bet where, if the favorite wins, I get a better rate of return than I would just taking the favorite outright. Let's do that here. The play I like is the underdog, the 7-1 underdog, Tony Harrison, to win the fight. Right? Give us a shot at the penthouse, y'all. Hedged with Jermell Charlo by stoppage. But again, understand the risk involved. Harrison wins, filet mignon for dinner. Charlo wins by KO with A1 sauce. Charlo wins by decision, you're in the poorhouse, you've lost it all. That's how I see it. Let me hear from you. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section of this video. Thanks for stopping by.